5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. By the way, your news today brought to you by Ben Heating. And welcome to a bit of a warm Thursday. We've got that...
Downright balmy.
It's nice.
I would call it, yeah.
It's nice, yeah. You know, you can wear the sleeveless top today. You'll be fine.
I wore my boots.
Boots
and I'm
are
thinking,
good.
I almost wish I had my flip-flops on.
I'm thinking today you could actually use them.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what's going on in our news. Here's Kim.
All right. Many Oregon farmers are taking advantage of federal dollars available to switch to green energy. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Don Hollis is the renewable energy coordinator for Oregon. He says farmers are ready to make the investment in green energy.
They see the writing on the wall that doing nothing is not the answer. Doing something is the answer, and they're putting in PV systems to run their irrigation systems. They're putting PV systems in to operate their wells to water their livestock. They're looking at other alternative sources such as wind and geothermal to offset that energy cost.
The Rural Energy for America program, known as REAP, makes federal funds available to farmers who apply to make the switch to renewable energy. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It was 3 weeks ago that Bend woman Sandra Meyer was reported missing. Police believe her husband, John Meyer, who killed himself a couple of weeks ago, had something to do with her disappearance. Sandra's son, Dave Condy, just moved to Bend to be near his mother, and he's trying to make sense of the latest findings.
It's a complete shock. Whatever was going on just wasn't something that any of us expected or could see signs of.
And Condy talked with our news partner, News Channel 21. Police found a substantial amount of Sandra's blood in a Meyer home heat duct, but they haven't been able to find Sandra at this time. And the good, clean living here in Deschutes County seems to be paying off. A new national survey that compares health numbers for counties across the nation gives Deschutes County high marks. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Tom Kuhn with the County Health Department says this is the second year of the rankings, and so it's too early to see if there's a meaningful trend. He says the snapshot is still useful.
Because health behaviors include smoking, obesity, excessive drinking, motor vehicle crashes, sexually transmitted infections, and teen birth rate. And you always want to pay attention to those because those are usually the most preventable of all the different types of health factors.
While Deschutes County did quite well, another Central Oregon county was at the very bottom of the list. Jefferson County ranked 33 in last place, and Crook County came in at 14th. Three Oregon counties were not ranked in the survey. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Springfield Congressman Peter DeFazio has harsh words for the president's policy in Libya. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
With reports of Gaddafi's forces driving back rebels, DeFazio fears the president will be pressured to send in training forces. That could result in boots on the ground.
Here we go again. The president should have come to Congress because I'm already seeing mission creep.
DeFazio says Obama is not the first president to begin military action without congressional approval, but says the War Powers Act needs updating.
Be reintroducing my bill to fix war powers. Hope to find some sponsors on the other side of the aisle.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Animal experts claim egg-laying hens in Oregon are being mistreated and want a new law giving each hen more space. 1110 KBND Jim McLaren reports.
State Senator Peter Courtney was shocked when he found out 2 million Oregon hens live in battery cages.
These cages allow each bird just 67 square inches of space. This is less than a sheet of paper for each bird.
The cages are unhealthy for the birds, may contribute to salmonella, but will be expensive to replace. Mark Goldenkamp with Valley Fresh Foods.
If it was entirely cage-free, it's $35 to $40 a bird to build those systems, or $100 million to completely retrofit to cage-free.
More testimony is scheduled on the bill. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the Oregon Lottery is putting out an important message. It's mainly targeted at women. Chuck Bauman with the Oregon Lottery says the number of women who seek treatment are pretty low, and it's actually pretty easy to get help. And that is a look at your news. I'm Kim Birchfield reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Thank you, Kim. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Skyview traffic and your forecast this morning. We've got just fine things on the road, and it's definitely a little warmer than what you might expect due to the front that's in. We'll give you the full forecast here with Jeff Marr.
As a ridge of high pressure briefly settles in today and starting off April on Friday, it's going to be dry with warmer temperatures that are changing the weather pattern by the start of the weekend. But today, partly cloudy. It may be windy at times during the afternoon with a high near 61 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight with a low down to 39. And warmer for the start of April on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 63 degrees. Then windy and cooler with showers Saturday, high only in the mid-40s. There'll be breaks in the clouds Sunday with a high close to 47 degrees. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
47 in Sun River, 53 in Madras, and 50 degrees in Bend at News Talk 1110 KBND. Skyview traffic and your forecast today brought to you by Garmin. Don't get lost. Get a Garmin. It's a Garmin Newbie GPS. You can check out more at Garmin.com. Up next, we'll look at your money news and have a first look at sports.
We just celebrated 10 years in our new home. That suddenly doesn't look so new anymore. How did the carpet get so dingy? Why does our bathroom look smaller? When did our, quote, modern kitchen appliances stop looking so modern? Don't get me wrong, we love the house. It just needs a 10-year tune-up. And that's where Selco Community Credit Union came in. Because Selco helped us compare different types of home equity loans to other refinance options. The right choice for us was a Selco 15-year fixed-rate loan that lowered our interest rate and provided the money to replace, expand, and perk up our home. So we're off to install new carpet, make the bathroom bigger, and update the appliances. Call Selco and find out which home loan is the right home tune-up loan for you. Live a good life with Selco.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 402847.
This is Troy Eckberg, Director of Golf at River's Edge Golf Course, and I'm giving away a brand new set of golf clubs. That's right, Titleist AP1 irons worth over $900. Just stop by River's Edge on April 2nd for our open house and sign up to win a new set of Titleist clubs. We'll have plenty of free food on hand, reduced green fees, a putting competition, and a free golf fitness analysis by the Titleist Performance Institute. We're also offering our River's Edge Club membership for just $59 per year, entitling you to special discounts on pro shop merchandise, golf lessons, and up to 40% off green fees. That's right, up to 40% off green fees. So join me Saturday, April 2nd at our open house from 11 to 5 p.m. for a fun-filled day of golf activities. While you're here, sign up for our River's Edge Club and a chance to win a new set of Titleist irons. No purchase necessary. River's Edge Golf Course off Mount Washington Drive, a Golf Digest best places to play. For reservations, call 541-389-2828. And remember, stop by River's Edge on April 2nd for our open house and sign up to win a new set of Titleist clubs.
American Energy Chevrons are your official pit stop. This month is the 1-2-3 and go Ducks. 1, grab yourself a 20-ounce Coke product with your punch card by 10 and get a free retro-style t-shirt. Number 2, yummy licorice trays, 2 for $2. And number 3, pull into an American Energy Chevron and say, fill her up. The crew at American Energy can give you the fuel you need to keep moving. Make a pit stop when you see American Energy Chevron convenience stores.
As serious as a pain in your arm, as serious as a shortness of breath, as serious as a tightness in your jaw, as serious as a heart attack. The symptoms are different for everyone, but the response should always be the same. Chew one adult aspirin and call 911 at the first sign of a heart attack. This is the best way to get care on the scene and on the way to St. Charles. Don't ignore the warning signs. At the first sign of a heart attack, chew one aspirin and call 911.
When it comes to hot tubs, the more enjoyable your hot tub is to use, the more you'll enjoy using it. Hi, Andy here from Resort Spas and Billiards. If your old ugly hot tub cover weighs several hundred pounds or is constantly shedding vinyl shrapnel into the water, let's face it, your tub is not enjoyable to use. Right now, Resort Spas and Billiards is having a special sale on hot tub covers. We'll come to your home, measure your existing tub and cover, then have a new cover custom built for you. We'll even make arrangements to remove and dispose of your old cover. With 6 covers to choose from and over a dozen colors, you're sure to find a perfect cover for your specific needs. We'll explain the 3 main reasons why hot tub covers fail and show you how a new cover could pay for itself in as little as 1 year. We'll also show you simple, low-cost ways to literally double the life of your new cover. Stop in or call Resort Spas and Billiards and start saving money every day with a beautiful, brand-new, custom-built hot tub cover. We're on the corner of 5th and Birch, downtown Redmond.
Jason Lewis, weekdays on KBND, inviting you to try out Financial Focus every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Stay tuned and make yourself smarter.
6:15 at News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning to you. The stock market will be watched closely today as the Labor Department releases new jobless claims. On Wall Street, the Dow is in the black for the month as a report on job growth spurs investors. The Dow gained 72 points yesterday, closed at 12,351. Oil, however, it fell 52 cents, settled at $104.27 a barrel. The largest U.S. spending cut in history is taking shape in Congress. Vice President Joe Biden says they're all working from the same number now. That number is roughly $33 billion. But what's left to determine is where the budget axe falls. President Obama wants to spare education, scientific research, and other economic growth programs. Republicans are sticking with funding restrictions, preventing the president from enacting his priorities, like greenhouse gas regulations and the health care reform law. And the latest version of the state budget keeps education funding where it is, but does include more cuts to Oregon health care programs. The budget asks teachers and administrators to hold the line for another 2 years. Lawmakers hope to finalize the budget fast enough for school districts to plan. You'll get more money news coming up in 30 minutes. You get that at 15 and 45 after the hour here at News Talk 1110 KBND.